Blog Talk Radio.
If you are wondering what in the world is that noise, that's how I sounded earlier today. Listen up. That's like the heavy me walking in the snow noise. It is cold here in the windy city of Chicago. I am going to go grab some hot chocolate and get this show started. Let me kick off some music. I'll be right back in just a few seconds. All right. Hello, everyone. This is your host, Teresa Banks, with her hot chocolate on standby. And you are listening to LSEC Radio. It is always a pleasure to be back on the air, and especially on Christmas Eve. I want to apologize for not having some Christmas music like I had last year. I changed laptops, and with this brand new laptop, I didn't realize till a few minutes ago, all of my sounds and great music is on the old laptop, so tune in same time next year, and I will have some Christmas music on tap. Again, it is a pleasure to be back on the air and talking with all of you. Happy holidays, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. Get ready for a great and brand new year that's coming up. I just pray that you are having a great time at this very moment in life and looking forward to some great new adventures in 2014. Now, before I kick things off, I have quite a bit I want to talk about today in regards to Christmas time here in the windy city of Chicago. I think there's some pretty unique things that we do to celebrate here in Chicago. But first, I want to just mention a couple of things that I think a lot of cities in the United States do. Now, first off, shopping. I think we all share that in common, right? So many people are out and about and they're shopping, and even prior to Thanksgiving, we had the salespeople telling us we needed to get into the stores because we had a shorter amount of time, and true enough, it feels like since Thanksgiving, the time has truly flown by. And on top of shopping, of course, the kids are compiling their list to Santa. And if they're anything like me, they're watching the newscasts that now show the routes of Santa Claus and where he and his reindeer are in a particular part of the world any given time of the day, which is pretty cool. So hopefully by now the kids have already completed their list. Santa definitely has it, and he is looking forward to making his rounds for all of the good little girls and boys. And then, of course, I think something that a lot of states share in common is that we have these constant playings of various television programs. And there's so many good ones to choose from. Now, first off, I can never remember the full name of my favorite of all-time Christmas show. It's the one that had the Heat Miser in it, and his brother was Mr. Freeze or Freeze Miser, whatever he was called. They were just humorous-looking characters. And I don't know if it was called The Year Without a Santa Claus. I can't remember, but I always adored that show and loved those characters, and I was one every year. I would tape all these different programs, so there would be that one, definitely The Grinch That Stole Christmas, and I know Jim Carrey did a remake of it, and to me it's not the same as an animated show. But the animated one with the little dog and the Grinch, and then by the end, his heart has enlarged in size, which, you know, from a human perspective would be a medical condition. But for him, it turned out to be an exciting moment where he realized the true meaning of Christmas. And then, of course, the old dusty one, the old all-time favorite, It's a Wonderful Life, always comes on and reminds us that there's more to life than just the hustle and the bustle and the day in and day out, and friends that we don't even realize we have often come through for us. So I always love to watch that, although I didn't watch it this year and don't plan on watching it. It's kind of long, and I get the gist of the story, and it's black and white, but, you know, I'm kind of away from watching that one. But I do love the newer one, newer television program that's been on called Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer. That one's cute. You know, of course it's sad. You never want to see a grandmother run over by a reindeer, a dog, or anything else, right? But, you know, it's funny, you know, to see the whole scene and the whole setup. So I think that newer one is pretty good. And then the other seasoned favorites include Frosty the Snowman, and then they came out with, a part two, and he has such a cute little tune, Frosty the Snowman. You know, I'm not going to sing the whole thing, but I love that one. And then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, he has his song too, right? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Again, this is not a singing program. If you want some singing, go watch X Factor or The Voice. But those are definitely my favorite shows. And then one other that I wanted to mention, the Charlie Brown Christmas. Charlie Brown goes and, you know, of course he has to help conduct this event that the kids are doing right. And at one point they tell him to go out and get a tree. And this is only very clear in my mind because I just watched the taping of it yesterday. And, of course, he goes out and he gets, you know, this pitiful, I think it had maybe, four or five tiny little branches on it, no leaves or anything, you know, this pitiful-looking tree. And, you know, eventually the kids look at it and they're like, you know, it's not so bad at all. And they're able to fix it up. And, baby, by the time they are done, it's like a full-fledged tree, something almost worthy to be put out on the street as a model tree or something. I mean, it is just amazing what the kids did with that little Charlie Brown tree. It was really cute. So I think that, you know, we all have, you know, various memories to treasure, whether it be those type of memories or the opposite type memories. As I was out and about a few minutes ago and driving around the city of Chicago, I heard several radio programs. There was one radio show I was listening to where they talked about how people get lonely and how on Christmas Day it's known to be one where a lot of people die on that day. And one radio host kind of speculated and said maybe he thinks it's from when you're at relatives' homes and you may get sick and feel uncomfortable interrupting the festivities so you don't say anything. And, of course, the next thing you know, you're deceased. And then Reverend Al, on his show, talked about how people miss those that have passed along. And he talked about how he missed his mom, he missed James Brown, and he had different callers phone in that talked about various relatives that had passed away or friends that had passed away. And so with that said, we have to keep in mind that this is certainly a time of the year of great joy for many people, but on the opposite end of the spectrum, there are also a great number of people that are depressed and, as I just said a few minutes ago, maybe suicidal, not looking to celebrate. Perhaps they're single, for example, or maybe their children are grown and so now the best they may do is look at the parades on television. They're not out doing some massive celebration. You have people that are certainly sick and in the hospital, people that are hungry, people in mourning for, again, those that have passed along and those that have recently lost loved ones and friends. I have a girlfriend whose sister just passed away, and we will be attending her sister's funeral this upcoming Thursday, the day after Christmas. There are people that have no jobs, and I know I've recently been laid off on December the 13th, and I go to these various employment offices, and I talk with people about training and new jobs, individuals that are sitting there trying to apply, and it's just amazing the number of people that are there and anxious to get back to work. And it just makes you wonder how people are coping and how they are able to manage, because so many have a great support system and so many don't. And then, of course, you have people that you see on the street, some with winter gear, with gloves, full hat and coat, boots and all of that on, and so many that don't have any of that. So I just want to kick off this show as I talk about what we all do, or a lot of us do in various cities, but also not forget, never forget about people that are not as advantaged and that are really challenged. And my prayers really go out to them in a humble way, from a humble place and a spiritual place, to wish them much better fates as they head into 2014. Now, as I proceed on with today's show and talking about Christmas in Chicago, I want to delve a little bit deeper into some things that we do here in Chicago, and a few other cities may do them as well, but I think these are kind of unique to our city. And I think one thing that we do is we have a big Christmas tree, and I think New York has one that's in Rockefeller Center, maybe a few other cities may have one, and nowadays, what happens is some family in one of the suburbs of Chicago will donate a tree, and then, of course, the city will come and get it, and then this gigantic tree is put up in downtown Chicago right across the street from City Hall in an area called Daley Plaza, where the huge Picasso statue is. And it's fully decorated, and it just looks absolutely beautiful. And I remember when I was a little girl, my family would take me downtown to see it. I would just think this thing was reaching up to the sky. I mean, it just looked huge. And, of course, when we get older, just as when we walk into rooms and we see people, size has a whole different perspective, and Christmas trees are no different. So when I go and see the big Christmas tree in downtown Chicago, it doesn't look as gigantic as it did when I was a little girl. And one thing I remember that my Aunt Jerry, when she was still alive, Aunt Geraldine, Aunt Jerry, she used to work across the street. And she said back in her day, what they would do is compose tiny little trees to make up the big Christmas tree. So there wasn't this huge donation that came from a family. Instead, they would take all of these tiny trees and somehow intertwine them together, and out would pop this huge Christmas tree that would, of course, become Chicago's tree for the city. Now, one thing that's also done here, a few miles away from downtown Chicago at a famous area called Navy Pier, you tend to recognize it due to the huge Ferris wheel that's there, is that each year there is a boat or a ship that comes to the dock, and it's loaded down with Christmas trees, and then those are passed out to needy families. So that's pretty interesting and pretty exciting of a time. Now, something else done here for Chicago's Christmas includes window decorations. If you are ever walking around downtown and you take a peek in a lot of the windows, you'll see these animated figures, a lot of times themed figures that are in the windows. And again, if I could reminisce for just a minute about my childhood as a girl and going downtown, I remember that it was like a competition between the Carson store and the Marshall Field store, and they were directly across the street from one another. And you would literally be almost running from one store to the next to see what kind of animated showcase they would have in their windows. And it would just be amazing. And the themes would be something like the Nutcracker or Cinderella. And you would go, you see all these little toy-looking characters just dancing and prancing in the windows. And it would just be fun and amazing. Well, now Carson's is gone, but Macy's has replaced Marshall Field's, and my understanding is that Macy's still decorates the windows, and they also have a huge tree that's inside of the store, and every year they do this massive presentation of this tree for all who come to see it. Now, something else that we do here in Chicago has to do with our trains, our commuter trains. There's always a Christmas train. And it was really cute a few days ago. My girlfriend Bonnie put on Facebook a picture that she took in front of the holiday train. I think they call it the holiday train now, not the Christmas train. And so if you were, let's say you are driving down Chicago's expressway, specifically the Dan Ryan Expressway, there is a set of train tracks for the A train, the red train, red line train, and it's right up the center of the expressway. So if you can just imagine, you're just driving, headed on to wherever your destination is from one area to the next, you know, south side Chicago to south suburbs, for example, and down the tracks comes this lit-up train. And I tell you, I turn into like a kid when I see this train because it just looks like a little fireball coming down the center of the expressway. It's just so cute to me. But they decorate the exterior of the train complete with lights and a little sleigh. And then on the inside of the train, they decorate the rails, put garland up, and all types of things. I almost wish that they could do something during the year, like at Easter time, have little bunny rabbits or eggs or something, you know, something to kind of settle people down after you get off a hard day's work or you're exhausted or you're dealing with your children or whatever, something to just make the train ride a lot more interesting and exciting than the people you may see. But it's just really cute to see the train running alongside the tracks and right next to and on the expressway and going stop after stop lit up. I think it's exciting. And I have not heard of any other city that does that. Hopefully we are unique in doing that. And then something else I wanted to mention about Chicago, and I think this is probably in a lot of other cities as well, is that across radio stations, you will hear nonstop Christmas songs. And, honey, I tell you, I don't care where I am going on a given day, I will always tune in to that station. I actually think they started right after Thanksgiving. Now, the only thing I have not liked this year, and I really didn't notice it last year or prior years, is that there are a couple of songs and a couple of singers that they just keep playing over and over and over again. And one of those singers, for example, is Mariah Carey. And I love her. I love her as a singer. I think she has a beautiful voice. But, you know, you just keep hearing her same song over and over. You're like, oh my goodness, you know. And then eventually you will hear like Nat King Cole's Christmas song. He'll get all into it, his little sultry voice. Let me see if I can hum out a little bit for you, sing out a little bit. He'll get into it, he'll say, chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Okay, that's all I'll do, I don't want to mess it up. But, you know, he'll do his little chestnut roasting on open fire song. And then I like the old school songs, like Joy to the World and Silent Night and Jingle Bells. Again, the stuff that I heard when I was a little kid, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, you know, stuff where when there's just a group of people, a group of kids, you know, you could just really get all into it. So those are some of the key things that I wanted to mention that we do here in the Chicagoland area to celebrate the Christmas time and season. And there's just a couple other things that I wanted to mention before going off the air today. And I think across various cities, you will see people that are out with these red kettles. And here in the Illinois area, there's someone that typically will leave a number of gold coins that have various values in these kettles. And it was so funny because a few days ago, my husband Todd and I were going into a Walgreens, and I went into the store first while he was kind of, you know, talking to the person outside with the red kettle. And, you know, I'm midway down one of the aisles, and I hear, "No!" And him make out this belt of laughs just over and over. And so I come up to him, and I figured, you know, since he was laughing, it was probably fine. But long story short, he accidentally put more in the kettle than he had intended. I think he wanted to put about $100 in, he said. And, you know, he wanted to donate something, but he said not that much. So it was just so funny, you know. And I told him, well, you know, maybe that's what God really had on your spirit to give. But it was so funny just to hear him belt out the barrage of no's, you know. And it all happened so fast, of course. But, of course, if you see the red kettles out there, I hope that you will donate something from the heart. And then something that I find really interesting that happens year after year after year, always a day or two before Christmas, is some charitable organization or church that will get on television and will have gotten the attention of a local broadcast television station. And they will make an announcement that they're short on toys, they'll have to shut down Christmas, or they can't do their annual Christmas event without it. And I always think to myself, okay, well, why didn't you count the toys up and realize this last week? You know, why is it always a day or two before Christmas? I always think that that's really interesting. But nevertheless, they get on the air, they get the attention that they had desired, and the public always comes through the community. And, you know, you'll see them on the news next time, and then it'll be like the same old script. They'll say, oh, we got this abundance of toys, and people were dropping toys off from the time we made the announcement. And a lot of times the Chicago police also step in, and if they hear all the way up to the day of Christmas, children that don't have toys, they will actually take some toys, go to stores that are still open, and drop some toys off for the children. So it's really interesting, and they'll kind of hear about it because the kids will call the station and say, hey, Santa didn't come. And then the officers there will round up toys and take them to the kids' homes that made the call. So I think that is so sweet, and it just touches my heart. Now, something that happens here in Chicago, always, as you heard me complaining and doing my little walking in the snow sounds earlier today, I'll do it again real quick. Something that never fails here in the Windy City is that it's always cold this time of the year. And of course, weather's a huge topic for us every year. It doesn't matter. When you come across someone, you can always strike up a conversation in regards to the weather. But I tell you, as I did that little sound effect myself earlier, honey, it was cold for real this morning. Did you hear what I said? It was cold for real this morning. By the time I woke, which was about 6:30 in the morning, it was a -1 degree. And the wind chill factor, once you had put that whole thing in, depending on where you were within the city or its suburbs, was a -10 to -20. Depending, again, where you were. Cold. And, you know, when it's this cold, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is the remembrance of the number of people that I always see, primarily in downtown Chicago, that don't have, again, the proper gear, as I mentioned earlier in this broadcast, that don't have the gloves, that don't have the hat, that don't have the scarf, the heavy boots, and that type of thing. You always worry about them. And the city tries to do this little sweep to pull people in, bring them into shelters, but a lot of people don't want to go into those shelters. So Chicago is notorious for its wind, notorious for its cold, notorious for ugly weather this time of the year that really tends to stick around until May. Chances are we'll still be in a jacket or a sweater or something until May, probably the early part of June. So it's so funny, again, that year after year we still strike it up as a conversation, yet we stay here and we deal with it. But most people know how to dress and how to wrap up for it if they have the right attire in which to do so. And then every now and then, usually after new fallen snow has occurred, you will hear the warnings about the black ice and the broadcast that we should be careful and take it easy. But, of course, you always hear those hard-headed drivers that didn't listen, still pressed on the pedal, still drove too fast. And as a result, their car is now flipped over somewhere. So you always hear about them. So heed the warnings. Whether you're in the Chicagoland area or maybe Dallas, Texas, I know they had ice storms a few days ago. No matter where you are, just heed the warnings. Take your time. Leave earlier so that you can get to where you're going. Leave room in front of the car that's directly in front of you. Leave enough space. And I was always taught, be able to see the tires of the vehicle that are in front of you I can probably see the tires, everything, you know, the pavement behind it. I mean, I usually leave a lot of room because, you know, you have to have great reflexes, first of all, to stop. And then, secondly, when you have the road against you with black ice, for example, or poor tires or whatever may be the case, you really need more room. So take the room that you need so that you can be safe and on the road. Now, with all of that said, I want to just wrap up and conclude now by saying to you to do something special, and not just this time of the year, not just because it's Christmas time and the end of the year and the year's about over, about to start a brand new year, just always, as almost make it maybe a New Year's resolution, always think about how you can help other people. I remember finishing off my very last new members class at church. Actually, this past Sunday, I finished off the last one. I remember the instructor that was saying in that class that we should always look to help people, extend ourselves, save our funds so that we can not only take care of our finances where we need to, but we'll be able to help other people. And I'm not going to tell you exactly what I did today or where I did it, but there were five people that I selected to bless today. And I can honestly say to you there is no greater feeling, no greater feeling, at least to me, than to be able to unexpectedly help someone or bless someone. First off, just that initial reaction, like, what? You know, just that initial reaction that you get from people. But I always do it and I say, God bless you, or believe in God, or trust in God. And I know that some of you listening to this program, you may have your different religions and the different things that you don't believe in and that you do. I'm a Christian to the soul, and I've seen enough where I certainly believe in God and believe in miraculous situations happening through God. And again, you're welcome to believe what you wish or not believe in a higher being if you wish. That is your prerogative. But in my opinion, as a Christian and one who studies the Word and tries to draw nearer to people, places, and things that are all about God, it just feels good to help people. And so take some time this part of the season, this part of the year, and from now on, think about doing it like quarterly or every couple of months. You know, how could you do something to help people? Maybe just a phone call. Maybe carrying some groceries. Maybe going over and talking with someone face-to-face. Maybe sending a text message. Maybe typing something on Facebook and responding to a note that someone made. Maybe just saying some positive words instead of negative for a change. There's so much that we can do to uplift each other and help each other's spirit that it's almost insane to think about not doing it. So my friends and my family, I want to thank you so much for listening to today's program. I moved, if you've been following me, I moved when I was going to do the show about Scandal. So that is coming up, a show about the TV program Scandal, honey. I'm sure that's going to be good. But with all of that said, I do pray that your day tomorrow for Christmas is a special one and that you remember the reason behind it, that we are celebrating our Savior, Jesus Christ, dying for us on the cross so that we may have been given new mercies in the eyesight of God, so that we can prayerfully go on and have the type of life that we truly were intended to have, and that it's all about helping people. It's not about presents, and it's not about what you didn't get or what you do get. And I hope that you will truly take that to heart. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad, y próspero y año, y felicidad. Hasta luego.